Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. Just back from Atlanta, Georgia, speaking to, really cool, the SMU Steel Summit 2022. I begin with really good news. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has addressed the annual meeting in Wyoming of the gurus and economists and big thinkers of central banking. And Mr. Powell's remarks are, stay the course. Gene, I regard this as good news. Do you also? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, it really is good news. And I think you and I are both on the same page that we were a little bit nervous with Chairman Powell, given his past history, just how political he might get or be as chairman of the Fed, which he really should not be. It's a tough decision to tell Wall Street in particular, let alone the U.S., U.S. consumers that, listen, we're going to be harsh on inflation, which means you can expect to see interest rates continue to rise, and it's not going to be easy until we get through this. That's exactly the kind of thing that we all need to hear. And, you know, I always say that about business owners. You know, we talk about this inflationary environment that we're in, and people are raising prices, and it's okay to raise prices on your customers, but the more advance notice you can give them, the better, whether they're consumers or other businesses. So Chairman Powell is basically telling us it's going to be a tough, year or so, 6 months to a year ahead of us while they work to get inflation under control, and it's not going to be easy. Now we know. So we can make our plans around that and have our strategies to deal with inflation and higher interest rates. And I think that's, as long as we have that information in advance, the people I know that run businesses like that stuff, and they can navigate their way around this.
Right.
So
they can,
I am pleased.
They can plan, and they can adjust their expectations, so no surprises. So it is no surprise to see that new home sales have decreased. Right now what we have is people hesitating to buy, hesitating to invest. How do you read these, Gene?
Well, we're definitely in a recession in the construction and real estate market right now, John. I mean, housing inventory is up significantly. Home prices are starting to fall. And builders and people in the real estate industry are experiencing a significant slowdown. I think we talked last week, even the National Association of Home Builders, who have been super confident and bullish over the past year, their confidence now is at a negative rate right now. So it's not great to be in that industry. The people I spoke to in Atlanta who make hot rolled steel, that's a concern of theirs because a lot of their products go into the construction business. It gets back to a conversation we've had before about recessions. The entire country is not necessarily in a recession, but there are certain parts of the country that are, and real estate and construction is in a recession right now.
We come to the there are positives here. We don't have to dwell on the negatives. And the positives turn on where is the activity. Gene has identified over some time that it depends on what business you're in and how you're looking at the economy. Architecture, for example, Gene, this is one of your favorite metrics. How's it doing?
Well, it's the American Institute of Architects puts out their monthly architectural index. And this index itself is closely looked at by people that are in the business because it's commercial architecture. And frankly, it is actually not so bad. The commercial architecture company, the architects themselves that are building buildings, although the index itself, has declined a little bit, it's still in a very strong place, which means that architects right now are still drawing up their plans. They're still billing for work, at a fairly healthy pace for the future. I mean, we're looking at a year or two or 3 years down the line. So even as I say that the construction and real estate industry right now is in a recession, I don't think it's going to last that long. And the reason why I don't think so is because I'm looking at what the architects are doing, and they're busy right now.
Vehicle sales, flat, inventory rising. The consumer is cautious. We have money. We're spending it. but not necessarily on big ticket items. Is there any other way to see this, Gene?
Right now, we're seeing, vehicle sales themselves, the auto manufacturers are still having supply chain issues, and consumers themselves are starting to hold back on buying. So it is, it is an issue. Also, the automotive industry right now, John, is going through quite a transition. I mean, you and I haven't talked yet about, the move that California is making to not allow gas-powered cars to be sold in the state after 2035. That's very close to being legislated. A lot of car makers, believe it or not, are on board with that, but they're changing and retrofitting their machinery and their infrastructures. Changes in consumer tastes are happening right now. People are holding off in what they want to buy, not just because they can't afford, but I think more people are making decisions as to whether they want to buy electric or gas-powered cars and waiting maybe for this Inflation Reduction Act to take effect so that they can take advantage of some, those big energy tax credits, those vehicle, electric tax credits. So there's a lot of volatility in the automotive market right now, and it doesn't surprise me that sales are flat. And I think we're going to be seeing a softening in that market for the next few months.
Now, here are several contradictory metrics. U.S. corporate profits soar. The weekly initial unemployment claims decrease. Mm. And also, U.S. employees say they're losing the upper hand as layoffs mount. These things are going in different directions, Gene. I'm getting dizzy.
I know. Well, it gets back to what we talked about earlier about you can't say that the entire country is in a recession. Some industries are doing better than others. Corporate profits soaring. I do plan on writing about this because people really don't understand that corporations by their very nature are out to maximize profits. And for many years, over 10, 15 years, it was very difficult for companies, big and small, to raise their prices. Now that we're in an inflationary environment, John, we have the opportunity to raise prices, to really start to catch up on the pricing that we really wanted to catch up on even a few years ago. And I'm seeing among my clients that even if their prices have increased, say, 4 or 5 or 6%, that has an impact on their margin, their costs have increased by that amount, say 4, 5, 6%. There's some companies are turning around and increasing their prices just a little bit more, John. So I have clients where they've seen a cost increase of, say, 5%, just giving you that number, but they'll increase prices 6%. Why? Because they can. Companies can get away with that right now. As long as they're not too greedy or too excessive, this is the time, an inflationary environment, where they can increase their prices and get ahead of cost increases. So I'm seeing them increase their prices more than what their cost increases have been, which means they've been having higher margins. And now we are starting to see that because, it's been reported now that U.S. corporations, their profits and their margins are the widest they've been since 1950. And that's because on the price increases they wish they could have implemented over the past 10, 15 years.
We learn again and again that the employers are keen to retain people and also are raising salaries or offering benefits. So where are we in this struggle, Dean?
Well, we still have close to 11 million unfilled jobs. We still have a historically low unemployment rate. And John, what's not included in that unemployment rate, by the way, are the 10 million new startups that have happened among small businesses and entrepreneurs the past 2 years. These are all freelancers and side gigs and people making money that aren't considered to be employees, and yet they're gainfully employed. So finding good people is still a huge, huge challenge for most companies right now. And that's going to continue for a while. Having said that, the narrative of the great resignation and the narrative of employees themselves, having the upper hand, that's starting to change. And the reason why that's starting to change is because a lot of employees have settled into new jobs and realized that they're not really that much better than what their old jobs were. A lot of employers right now are seriously considering layoffs, because this is their opportunity to do just that. Just like I mentioned earlier, the corporations, small businesses and big businesses are taking advantage of inflation to increase their price as much as they can get away with. Well, when you have a slowdown in the economy, that's your time to cut the fat. And employees know that. I am seeing right now my own clients that are of a certain size planning on trimming their payrolls a little bit. They can blame it on the recession or on the slowdown in the economy. But really what it is they're getting rid of some of these employees that they've wanted to get rid of for a while, those non-performing employees, the quiet quitters that are out there.
Right. When we come back, what does this mean for small businesses? Gene Marks, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.